All right. So what I learned about real estate from my camping trip,
I'm all excited.
I have going on 17 years on June 3rd. June 3rd, I'll be married 17 years to my lovely bride. And she's never gone camping, doesn't want to go camping.
She said 25 years or something, didn't she, on her Facebook post? It's been that long since she was camping? 25
since
years?
She was camping.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah, the first camping that she went on with her family, the camper caught on fire.
Oh.
So they realized that they weren't campers. Well, and so she's not a tent gal. She's a Marriott gal.
Set some good expectations for you.
She wants some facility. So we actually found a campground that was walking distance from the shops and a nice Italian restaurant. So we finally talked her into it. We rented a camper this weekend. And going through the process, you know, it was a big deal for our family. First time, you know, I've always taken my boys camping. We do the tent thing, we rough it, you know, no big deal. And so as I was going through this process, I was like, man, you know, I really feel like the place, the people that we rented this from really missed some opportunities to really make this experience memorable for us. And that's really what it comes down to. That's the basis. You know, when we're dealing with buyers and sellers and they have trust in us, we should go above and beyond to make the experience as memorable as possible, because really, that's how you get referrals. You want to make it as memorable as possible. So I put this together. I think you should celebrate their story. You need to know their story and celebrate it. When I showed up to pick up the camper, we were just literally just a number. No questions, no idea of our story that, you know, this is the first camping experience for my family. And they should have, I felt like they should have made it a big deal. They should have known about it. They should have acknowledged it. You know, we showed up for the camper, you know, hey, welcome Weinsteins. I know you haven't gone camping. You're gonna have a great time with this. And we're so excited that, you know, your family is chosen us for your first camping experience. And there was nothing, no fanfare, no anything. And I felt like they missed the opportunity. So for us as agents, we need to know our client's story and we need to celebrate it. Are they first-time home buyers? Are they military family? Is this the first time that they've ever sold their home? Are they selling the very first house that they ever bought? We got to know their story and we got to personalize our services to speak to their story. Every piece of marketing thing that goes out to them, if possible, should have their names on it, have their pictures on it, acknowledge the family, make it a big event for them. And how you do that is you put yourself in their shoes. Okay. For me, I've probably, since I've been married, we're probably in our 10th house. So I have to really dig deep and go back to remember the first house I bought myself, the first house I bought as a married couple, the first house I ever bought with my children. And when you put yourself in their shoes and try to relate to them, I think the story comes alive and you have some opportunities there.
That's awesome, because, you know, basically what we're talking about is, you know, you walk in the door and they had an opportunity to start helping you set some expectations for this trip, you know, and in addition, the fact is all they would have had to done, they didn't have to be, you know, overly lateful. They just needed to be able to sit, maybe ask you some questions. Where are you headed? Is, you know, have you been camping before? I mean, just let you guys talk and get involved and be part of that process. You know, because you, because
like family.
Yeah, exactly. Like we always say, you know, I mean, you can regurgitate on your client and that you didn't earn anything, but if you ask them a bunch of questions, you know, and you let them talk. And then of course the, you know, photos of the events. I mean, if you came back and had rented the RV, you know, I mean, well, they should have pictures of families all over their walls, you know, of these awesome family vacations these people have gone on using their rental vehicles, or in this particular case, pictures of clientele on your website that you've addressed their needs and told the story of helping them.
Yeah, and how about a flyer says,
how many times have we talked about that?
Social media pages. When you're out there, I remember the first time ever, or when we got it. Last time I got my passports, the guy at the post office had pictures of all the people he gave passports to.
Oh, I thought you were going to say about all the criminals.
No. And he would say, hey, when you're on your first trip, send me a picture.
Oh, that's a great idea.
I mean, it was just fantastic. They should have made me feel like they were going camping with me.
Yep.
And when you're working with buyers and sellers, they should feel like you are part of their story, part
That's
of
awesome.
Their experience. And that kind of leads into number two, the wow factor. One of the things I you know, my wife and I, we use Uber and we use Lyft a lot. And you know the drivers that get it, because they're all told to have the wow factor. There's a difference when I walk in and get a cab and tells me, you know, and I go. There's the other differences when I get into a cab, he's got a bottle of water for me. He knows my name, knows where I'm going. He's going to engage in conversation. There becomes the wow factor. And I think it starts with treating every client like they're your first. Mm. We get busy. And so when we're working with five or six buyers, that's five or six buyers or five or six sellers, it's a lot of work. But we all remember the first client, the first deal, when they were our only ones. And remember all the personal attention
we gave you.
That you gave them. And again, personalize everything and do everything you can do to make the process as special as possible. Because again, it creates memories. You become memorable. You become part of the family. You become part of the transaction rather than the transaction coordinator.
You know, that is so huge. You know, again, sitting back and having the opportunity to say, here's a bottle of water. You know people are going to be in there. Why don't you have a little cooler in your car with some ice in it with water bottles in there so that when you get out of your like seventh listing or property tour, you know, the water that you brought is warm. You know, it's not no longer refreshing. You know, rip out a couple of brand new cold ones. You know, water and hand it to your clients. And, you know, and again, that's awesome. You know, we used to tell people years ago when we were training them also bring some like cheap $1 coloring books from the dollar store and give them to the kids. Yes, I did have a crayon melt in the back of my car once on the carpet. That wasn't so fun. But the fact was, I mean,
Sharpie.
Hey, listen, I'm in business to satisfy my clients. And if a stupid coloring book and a melted crayon is going to make me a $12,000 to $20,000 commission, I'm in. You know, but again, it's all about making that experience. I mean, did the other agent give them cold water or just a warm bottle? Did the other agent give them coloring books? Did the other agent give them materials that they can look at to help position them so that they can make decisions by themselves? What are you doing? Review what you're doing and see if there's ways you can enhance
it. Yeah, and I simply felt I was just a camper renter. That's all I was. I was just in and out. You're just a number. Here's your contract. Here's your keys. And yeah. And then the third thing is set them up for success. So I got in and I had less than a quarter of a tank of gas.
Oh my gosh.
So, and I'm like, I don't even know if I have enough gas just to get home to load up the family and to get on the, I'm like, I just got to get gas. I'm like, I'm not even set up for success. At the very least, give me a full tank of gas,
Yeah. You
know, and, you know, the full tank of the full propane tank, the water, the fresh water supply was about half. And I'm like, I got to do, and yeah. I don't even know
and
how to use this
I was just
going to
say, yeah, exactly.
Yeah. So, so sometimes I think we focus a lot on getting the sale and we need to focus on getting the sale, but that's kind of where our focus on attention drops off. Because once we get the sale, then it's just, you know, it's just like the car dealer. They focus on getting the sale. And then once they get the sale, you know, you don't hear from them. So we do. We focus on getting the sale and not enough on equipping our clients. I am very big at educating and equipping your clients, especially when you got first-time home buyers and first-time sellers. We don't equip them. We don't take the time we should to educate them on the process. We just assume that they know, and we just don't take that extra time and provide as many resources as possible. You know, such as the I know agents that tell their clients, "All right, you're on your own to get your utilities. You're on your own to figure out how to forward your mail." You know, you should provide as much information for your client as possible to make it as easy and seamless as possible for them. Make sure that they have all the contact information for the home inspector and you know, the pest inspection and everything, so that they have everything that they need, because they will feel like they've been educated.
Yeah, how many times have we been through a process? And I think the thing that summed it up was that they let you go with a vehicle that had, you know, half the water supply, half the, you know, gas is simple. We all know how to put a you know, hopefully fill the vehicle up with gas. But, you know, where do you put the water? You know, how do you fill the gray tank? You know, all those different things. I mean, that's really horrible. And what it made me think of is, you know, we, after working with clients, we have a tendency to develop pre-notions about how this deal's going to go. And sometimes over time, we lose, just like you said, the amount of passion and energy that we would have had on that very first client we ever took out. You know, and then we start to believe that every client is ignorant. and we believe, you know, they don't understand our process. They don't understand. They've never bought a house before. Well, so, you know, did we ever ask them, is this your first house? Just because they came out of a rental didn't mean they didn't own 20 houses before. You know, so, I mean, we just have to ask some questions and realize that every client needs the basic questions answered. If they didn't need the basic questions answered, they wouldn't need us. But NAR stats say the top three reasons why people hire a realtor is to help them locate the property, the needle in the haystack. And of course, right now, that's needed more than ever. They want community knowledge from the realtor. They want you to know that you know the area that they're going to be moving into. And they also want to know the process. These were the top three things that a buyer wanted to hire a realtor for. So if we think about those things and then we go back and review the way we're doing business, I'm sure there's a way that we can add some things to it that would create that wow factor.